This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another edition of PT Talker, the place for business news and ideas just for physical therapists. Welcome back. We've taken a couple weeks off, but joining me today is Mr. Tim Tyler. Tim is a physical therapist as well as an athletic trainer, 15 years in the field, most of it, Tim spent at Nicholas Institute of Sports Medicine and Athletic Trauma. That's part of Lenox Hill Hospital. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Now, Tim, is the Nicholas Institute of Sports Medicine, is that right in the hospital? Are you off-site?
That's in the hospital in the middle of New York City on 77th Street and Lexington Avenue.
Okay, so for those of you that maybe are familiar with the Lenox Hill knee brace, I understand that the Nicholas Institute of Sports Medicine is responsible for the creation of that device?
Yes, Dr. James A. Nicholas developed that brace many years ago when he had Joe Namath on his football team.
Yeah, pretty exciting place to work, I understand. But now today we're actually going to be talking about some research that I'm assuming that is fairly new and fairly recent regarding some exercises that you've developed for the wrist using a product called the FlexBar. First of all, give me that long title off air. You were telling me the name of your study, and let's give our listeners an idea of where it's been published, dates, that kind of thing, and then we'll get into the meat of the study and how therapists can use it.
Yeah, no problem there. Well, first of all, the title is addition of isolated wrist extensors for eccentric exercise to standard treatment for chronic lateral epicondylosis. And it's a prospective randomized trial, and the study was presented at the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine at its annual meeting in Keystone, Colorado this July.
Okay, so this is new cutting-edge research that we're talking about today.
Yes, the manuscript is in review right now in a peer-reviewed journal.
Very good. So for our listeners now, and we're later in our discussion, we're going to get into how can a therapist in the field use this, but do you want to just give us what your theory was, your premise, and maybe a short conclusion, and then we'll talk about the details?
Sure. Tennis elbow or a lateral epicondylosis is a common condition that's characterized by pain on the lateral elbow at the lateral epicondyle, and it's aggravated by resistance of wrist extension, specifically the carpi radialis brevis. Mm-hmm. And in the general population, about 1-3% of the population gets this disorder. And there's been a variety of specific treatment strategies that's been developed over the years to help this this disorder. Such as a bracing, a steroid injection. There's been the topical nitric oxide patch. Mm-hmm. Repetitive low shockwave treatment has been tried on this, as has surgery. And in addition, there has been a nice study or two done on isolated eccentric training. But one of the problems that we had with isolated eccentric training for this disorder was that it was very difficult to overload the wrist extensors enough without a very expensive isokinetic device or a very, very heavy weight to do isolated eccentrics. So the genesis of this study was that my staff and I were playing around with what's called a flex bar, which is a rubber tube, okay, a rubber tube, very stiff rubber tube that has been developed by the Hygienic Corporation and TheraBand, and we found a really unique way to use it and try to overload the wrist extensors to provide isolated eccentric exercise and simulate the overload that they get on that $60,000 machine. So we designed a study to take a look at if we could do this and if it was an effective method of treatment.
Okay. Now, before we get to the conclusion, tell me what kind of an exercise someone might do with this flex bar. And this thing is, what, about 12 inches long?
It's about 12 inches long, and it comes in various resistances, yellow, red, green, blue.
Okay, kind of following, for our listeners, kind of following the color code of TheraBand.
Exactly. That's okay. Exactly right.
Okay.
And another question?
Well, and so then how am I using this? Am I using this in kind of an oscillation fashion? Am I doing internal, external rotation? What am I doing with this?
Traditionally, it was used in an oscillation fashion. It was used to bend it for supination, pronation.
Yeah.
It was used to do the rhythmic stabilization with, until we came up with this very specific, unique way to use it for isolated eccentrics of the lateral plicando.
Okay. Now, since we're an audio podcast, is there any way you can describe what that exercise might look like?
Any way I try to describe it would do it injustice.
Okay? All right. So should we direct
therefore,
people to YouTube?
I'm going to ask your viewers to go to YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And look up the treatment, the Tyler Twist it's been coined the Tyler Twist.
Okay.
I'm a little embarrassed about that, but that's what one of the reviewers had coined it.
We'll all remember it. Trust me. We'll
okay.
remember it. Real.
And it's on YouTube. And there's interestingly enough, there's Tyler Twist for lateral epicondylitis, and there's also the reverse Tyler Twist for medial epicondylitis.
Great. Okay, so we're going to all go out to YouTube. We're going to search Tyler Twist. We're going to see the exercise, and then if we do that with our patient, what will be the result?
The results of our study and the results that we're getting across, I mean, after I presented this paper at the American Society for Sports Medicine, I did interviews like this. I did a New York Times interview, I did Reader's Digest interview, I did Reuters, I did BBC, and the response was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelming. And I get calls now. People are getting better from doing this. They're doing this exercise. They're overloading the lateral extensors, and they're getting better from this. So hopefully the results are your patients will get better from this doing this exercise.
Okay. And how long does it take for a patient to see any benefits? And were you doing anything else other than the Tyler Twist?
Excellent question. We saw benefits as early as 3 weeks, and it took as late as 8 weeks to see benefits for the folks that were in this study. I have to caution you that there were two or three people who did not get better from the Tyler Twist.
Okay.
And those folks, subsequently, what we found via MRI is that they had actual tear.
Okay.
A tear in their tendon that was longitudinal and split. So if you can envision the origin of the extensor wrist extensors there coming from the lateral epicondyle, their tear is longitudinal, and there is no way that we were remodeling that longitudinal tear, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a group subset of people that don't get better, but the majority of the people get better within 6 weeks, and then as early as 3 weeks, we found in our results.
Okay, and were they only receiving physical therapy, or the test subjects, they were not receiving any other modalities, just doing the Tyler Twist?
Nope. They the control group was getting traditional therapy, and they were getting ultrasound and cross friction massage,
mm-hmm.
and they were getting gripping exercises, and they were getting heat, ice, and those kind of things. As were the eccentric group exercise. The Tyler Twist group was also getting those same things. The only difference is that the isolated eccentric group was doing isolated eccentrics only for strengthening, while the control group was doing isotonic strengthening.
Okay. And then the Tyler Twist group were doing, obviously, the Tyler Twist, and that's how then you were able to document that there was significant improvement over the other groups.
Correct.
Okay.
Everybody got the same thing, okay, both the control group
yeah.
and the intervention group. But the intervention group got the Tyler Twist.
Okay.
The control group just got straight isotonic strengthening.
Now, how does someone in your position look at something like this and come up with the Tyler Twist. And I apologize to our listeners who obviously do not know what this looks like yet until you get out to YouTube. But how are you sitting at a desk or sitting on a treatment table talking to a patient? How do you come up with the twist?
We're just innovative here.
Yeah.
I have a great staff that I work with, and we're just trying to come up with a way to overload the lateral extensors. And so we were playing around with we were trying to use TheraBand actually to overload it, but we couldn't overload the extensors enough with TheraBand. So we thought of this way to overload it. But it's just coming up with a question and answering that question is really the way we came up with it.
All right. Okay. What's your next project? What next thing are you going to tackle? Can you say yet?
Probably going to try to do something about all the shoulder injuries in adolescent baseball pitchers. We're looking at what's causing all these injuries. Is it too many pitches? Is it pitch count? Is it inadequate preseason training? So that's what we're hoping to tackle next.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, when you wrap up your research, we'd love to talk to you again if you'd be willing.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, joining us today is Mr. Tim Tyler. He is a physical therapist and athletic trainer, and he is at NISMAT, the Nicholas Institute of Sports Medicine and Athletic Training, affiliated with the Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. So, Tim, we want to thank you for joining us on our show today. And if anyone were to want more information, you can certainly always contact us, and we'll be happy to forward anything to Tim at feedback@pttalker.com, or Tim's direct email is shoulderpt@yahoo.com. Remember that you can also look for the Tyler Twist on YouTube, and certainly previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. So, Tim, good luck to you, and we wish you all the success, and keep innovating. It's great to see the good things coming out of your facility.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you to all of our listeners, and I want to give a big shout-out to those over that emailed to me. Medical specialist, you sent me the email from the area of Great Britain. So thank you for your kind email, and we appreciate you listening and telling all your friends to join us at www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.